This is a case that has gripped our region for more than four decades now, and there is finally a sense of closure, perhaps, for the family of Sheila and Catherine Lyon. The 12 and 10-year-old sisters disappeared from Wheaton Plaza back in 1975. And as WTOP has reported, even though Lloyd Lee Welch admitted to kidnapping the girls and pled guilty to two counts of felony first-degree murder, he will not be facing charges in Montgomery County. Joining us live in the studio is Montgomery County's state's attorney, John McCarthy. John, it is a pleasure to speak with you this morning. This is a case that has gripped this area, as we mentioned, for quite some time. It is finally come to an end now. Explain why Welch will not be facing charges in Montgomery County.
First of all, I think this is a case that I think signifies the loss of innocence here in Montgomery County. It dates back, the precise date was March the 25th, 1975. I was actually a high school teacher. I was two blocks away teaching seventh period history class around the time I estimate these girls were probably abducted. Mm. I knew that plaza was not a mall at the time. So I was a resident of Montgomery County. I was here, like many of us, just horrified by the revelation that these two girls never returned home. Why are we not having charges here in Montgomery County? Well, first of all, I'll begin by saying, the girls were abducted from Montgomery County. They were kidnapped here. In terms of jurisdiction, the authority that I have as state's attorney in Montgomery County would merely have been to prosecute the abduction. Mm-hmm. The most horrific details of this case extended beyond the borders of Montgomery County into adjoining counties. I think probably within 10 minutes of their abduction, they were probably in Prince George's County. They ultimately, I think, met their final resting place was on Taylor Mountain down outside of Bedford, Virginia, mm-hmm. where their bodies were disposed of many, many years ago. So I didn't have the authority to bring the most serious charges against Welch. I will tell you that we have had a longstanding relationship with the Lyons family. And when the possibility of resolving this matter came up, quite candidly, my case, if I had chosen to take the case as a kidnapping case, was very strong. Welch actually, even though he lied and was inconsistent about it, just about everything, he was very consistent about the fact that he abducted these girls with intent to defile them, which is what gave the basis for the murder charge. We met as prosecutors. We met with the families. We decided that the murder charges should go first mm-hmm. because that made the most sense. Mm-hmm. That was what was right for the case. We didn't want witnesses who were going to have to testify in the homicide to have defense attorneys have a free shot at them in a preview case in Montgomery County. It just didn't make good sense for the ultimate goal of having this man held responsible for the murders. When the possibility of resolving this case came up, I went to John Lyon and I talked to John, or John, actually I think John came to me, mm-hmm. and they needed this to be over. And I think the sentence that Lloyd Welch got yesterday, on top of the 9 years he still has in Delaware to serve, which keeps him in jail to 2026. The fact that he got 48 years yesterday, and I believe no parole board would ever parole this man. The fact that he's in his 60s, I believe he will die in jail. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, I was asked directly by John Lyon, who is a man I knew very, very well. A lot of people don't know this. John Lyon was a victim witness coordinator during the years that his daughters were missing. After he left his career in radio as a successful broadcaster himself, he worked with victims in my courthouse. I worked with John Lyons on dozens of cases where he helped families that were rape victims, murder victims, etc. He was a victim witness coordinator, well-known in the courthouses of Montgomery County. That's how this man gave back.
Clearly, you had a very personal relationship with him because of that. How has this case changed or shaped the way that you conduct prosecutions? And what lessons do you take away from this?
Well, I guess if there's a lesson, never to give up on something. There are two cases that probably, and I'm 37 years in the office, mm-hmm. and there are two cases that hang like a specter over the courthouse, the police department, and the state attorney's office during the many years I've been there. One is the Brad Bishop case, and the other is the Lyons case. This case was never far from the collective memories of anybody who was involved in criminal justice in Montgomery County. And I will tell you, some spectacular people from the cold case unit in Montgomery County Police began to put together about 3 years ago, began to put together some clues going back, reading through the files and realizing, well, we have a sketch of a guy who looks very much like Lloyd Welsh when he was 18 years old. We know that Lloyd Welsh has built up a extensive criminal history across the United States, particularly on the East Coast of the United States. He is a pedophile. He abuses young girls.
Yeah.
His wife's in jail in Delaware. That's why he has the other cases in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania still pending.
Mm-hmm.
You put those things together, and you also have him coming to the police 1 week after the girls were abducted. He approached the Montgomery County police, said he was there, and made up the story of the man with the tape recorder. He made that man up. So all of a sudden, you've got a child pedophile who fits the sketch, who makes up the story, and a detective, Dave Davis, put those facts together and said, let's go talk to this guy. Now this, and we did talk to this guy. He was interviewed over a period of 2 years, 13 times while incarcerated in Delaware.
Mm.
And he told probably 13 different versions of stories. There's no consistency to anything we got out of. He is a pathological liar. He is a psychopath, as you might imagine. But one thing was consistent. He did kidnap these girls with the intent to defile them, to sexually abuse them. Did he ever include other people potentially in his crimes with him? The answer is yes, but he changed those people almost every single time you ever talked to him.
We could talk about this for hours, obviously, and we will talk more with you off air and continue to follow developments throughout the day on this story. We thank you so much for coming in to talk
with
us.
We do appreciate it.
Wish we had more time. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy.